Okay, you're listening to Amud V'Chazara with Daniel Eisenberg, Masecha Shabbos, Daf Samach Ches Amud Beis. We're starting from the bottom of Samach Ches Amud Aleph. We just started Klal Gadol. And the Simen, the Daf Simen, the Zichra Daf Simen for Samach Ches is going to be Schach. So we're going to have that imagery. We'll mention it at the end of the Shir. Just a reminder of a couple of points, or one point from this Amud that's going to be the Simen on Samach Ches Amud Aleph. We spent a long time up until the two dots talking about why the terminology of klal gadol is used, and we give a few different suggestions, and ultimately we say that klal gadol implies that it is a farther reaching application than other areas of halacha, in particular more than shavius, more than meiser, more than peah. So it's called klal gadol, and there are other areas of halacha that could also be called klal gadol because they are higher up on the chain of a far reach in halacha. And so shavius would also be in that category, even though it's less than shabbos. It's more than meiser, more than peah. According to Bar Kapara, meiser also is farther reaching than peah. Therefore, it also gets a klal gadol, but our version of the Mishnah, not Bar Kapara's Tosefta, our version of the Mishnah is doesn't have klal gadol by meiser, because he said because the klal gadol by meiser is this is I think Tosos explained this is only midrash rabbanon. So like meaning you know our Mishnah chooses not to call it klal gadol Bar Kapara, and his brisa chooses to call it klal gadol, but that discussion of the terminology of klal gadol is going to be one of the three things for the Zichra Simen. The second one we're about to do right now is the discussion of Tinok Shenishba. So two dots, the bottom of Samach Ches Amud Beis, Amud Aleph, Rav Shmuel Demri Tarvahu Masnisan B'Tinok Shenishba Lebein Anachrim V'Ger Sheneskari Lebein Anachrim. Rav and Shmuel both say that our Mishnah that spoke about someone not knowing Iker Shabbos. Someone doesn't know at all the concept, the essence of Shabbos, and then he violates. So the halacha is he brings one Karban Chatas. So whom are we talking about? Who's this person who didn't know Iker Shabbos? So Rav and Shmuel said, but they both say, right? You don't always find the two of them agreeing, but they're agreeing. Masnisan Batinok Shenishba, which is a child that was captured, Lebein HaNachrim, and raised between the, right, amongst Goyim. So this is right. I mean, this you have such a thing. I mean, we're like you have it in you know communist Russia and but clearly before as well, because time of the Gemara, where you'd have children taken, abducted at birth, and so they could barely know they're Jewish, and definitely don't know any halacha, but so that's a tinok shenishba. This concept is spoken about. It's the ramifications of this concept of Tinok Shenishba, could apply to an entire generation nowadays, and it's we live in very different times than the times of the Gemara, where people can be completely unaffiliated, and there's just discussion in the poskim whether we call certain things Tinok Shenishba or not. But anyway, this Tinok Shenishba, that's who the Mishnah is talking about, that he doesn't know Iker Shabbos, he's Shochech Iker Shabbos. Or another example, the ger shenes gair lebein anachrim, also a ger who converted amongst the goyim, which is a little bit strange. What does that mean? A ger can't convert on his own, at least since Matan Torah, right? Before Matan Torah, yeah, people can do that, right? Avram, Basi Basparo, you know, we have people who convert, but once they have Matan Torah, they're halachos to gerus, and it's not just accepting monotheism. You know, the ger now is yet you have to be in front of a beis. And so Tosos over here at the bottom, last line says Bifnei Gimel Vlohi Du Mitzvah Shabbos. Right. So what happened? It was in front of beis, and they didn't tell him about Iker Shabbos. Right, and he says that he can't be in this guy Atzma. It wouldn't be a ger. So somehow he converted. He was taught most of the mitzvahs. He wasn't taught about Shabbos, and then he ended up, you know, going amongst the goyim and not having any concept of Shabbos. So anyway, one of these two cases is what the Mishnah is talking about when it says someone who forgot Iker Shabbos. Now the mashmos of the statement is as follows, and it could be this actually part of it. Aval hikir. But if he recognized it, meaning he once knew about Shabbos, like, no, of course I learned about Shabbos. Shabbos, Yom Menucha. I learned in kindergarten, I know about Shabbos. But Shachach, then he forgot. And he's like, now he forgot it was Shabbos. He completely forgot about the concept of Shabbos, right? Could be, he moved away in the non-Jewish community. He totally forgot the concept of Shabbos. He came back and no clue what Shabbos is. Chayiv al kol Shabbos for Shabbos. So that the halacha would be different, right? This is not what we originally thought. Right back to our Mishnah. In the Mishnah, we said someone who forgets Iker Shabbos, he brings one chatas over all the weeks. All the Shabbosos and all the Malachos he did, because there's one, he forgot Iker Shabbos. The concept of Shabbos existed, therefore he brings a Chatas. But now we're saying, oh, you thought that was a guy who once knew about it and forgot? No, no, no. That's a Tinok Shenishba, or a Gershnis Gayer Ben Anachrim. But somebody who once knew about it and then forgot everything, so he would have to bring a Karban Chatas for every single Shabbos he violated. Not every Malacha, but every single Shabbos he violated would be that. Okay? So, Avahikar, the Mishnah, Shacha, Chayvaka, Akol, Shabbos to Shabbos. So, this understanding is not so simple. Just doesn't fit with the Lashon of the Mishnah. Tanan, Tanan, HaShokeach Iker Shabbos. So, but the Mishnah taught Shokeach Iker Shabbos. He forgot Iker Shabbos. Doesn't that imply that he had at one point had the idea, meaning he knew about Shabbos and then forgot? Not as Rav and Shmuel are saying, he was a Tinok Shenishba and never knew. So the Gemara says, Lo, my kol shokeach ikar Shabbos to haisa that's not what it means. My kol shokeach ikar Shabbos. What does the Mishnah mean when it says kol shokeach ikar Shabbos? Dehaisa shekuach mimenu, that it was forgotten from him ikra shel Shabbos. Meaning shokeach is lav dafka. It doesn't mean that he forgot. Rather, it was like forgotten from him. Meaning like removed from his knowledge. Not that it was there in the first place. Meaning it's like don't be mishamak on the lashon. There's a way to understand shokeach as shekuach, which is lav dafka, that he once knew it. Okay, so that problem with this interpretation of the lashon, Gemara doesn't it's not bothered by that so much. But there's going to be another problem, and we're going to see a pattern trying to what the Gemara is going to suggest now. We're going to have to slowly but surely reinterpret every stage of the Mishnah, but don't worry, we'll ultimately reject it. So let's take a look. So kol shekach ikar Shabbos da hayis shekuach mimenu. Okay, ikar Shabbos. Okay, aval hikar lebasof shekach. So let's assume that's true, right? Let's assume like Rav and Shmuel. But if it's hikar and lebasof shekach, so my, so what's the halacha? Chayev al kol Shabbos for Shabbos. So you told me that we're chayev for every single Shabbos, right? If somebody is, this is not what the Mishnah, according to what we're saying now. The Mishnah, when it said somebody who forgets ikar Shabbos, it means that tinuk shenishba. But somebody who once knew about Shabbos and then forgot, he's chayiv for every single Shabbos. But we looked, there was another case in the Mishnah that was also he brings a karban chatas for every single Shabbos, right? Somebody who forgot that it was Shabbos that day, right? Or and this happened for a few weeks. So that is another. It's another case, but the same halacha. The same halacha is chayiv for Shabbos. I'll call Shabbos a Shabbos. And the Gemara is going to ask over here. So you might as well learn this case, somebody who once knew about Shabbos and then forgot about the concept of Shabbos to begin with. Instead, it's the same halacha, Chayav Shabbos, Shabbos, and instead of learning somebody who forgot Shabbos. So let's read the words and then we'll explain why we would think that. So, Adetani Hayodea Iker Shabbos. So while you're trying to teach me someone who knows Iker Shabbos, va'asam lachos harbei, v'shabbosos harbei, chayav al kol Shabbos to Shabbos. So while you're teaching me that, meaning instead of teaching me that case, and it leaves out the point that he forgot that it was Shabbos that week, but that's what the Mishnah is talking about, right? The Mishnah says somebody who knows Iker Shabbos, he knows the concept of Shabbos, he just forgot it was Shabbos that week and a few subsequent weeks. So instead of teaching that, listening, let us learn the case of Hikar lebasof shakach. Let us learn the case of somebody who once knew about Shabbos and then he forgot. V'kol shekein ha. And then you can learn this other case as a kavachomer. That Rashi explains the kavachomer over here is right. So in listening hikar l'vasof shakach, dechayiv that he's chayiv va'afagav deleka lemeimar yomim shebein tayim havyan yedia lechalek. Then, which case is a stronger case to bring a chatas for every single week? So it's a much stronger, it's a more likely case that, well, if he forgets every, if he once knew about Shabbos, if he knows about Shabbos, he knows Iker Shabbos, and then he just, every week, he seems to forget that it was Shabbos that day. So that's a much more reasonable case to assume that you bring one for every single Shabbos. What's less likely is that if he didn't know about totally forgot about the concept of Shabbos, And he violated for several weeks. So that's like a less likely case to say that you would bring one for every single week, because he doesn't have like the days in between, like the, right, we mentioned that this is the lashon of yom shvein tayim havin yedia l'chalik, that he has days in between to kind of like figure out, oh, I made a mistake. Meaning, if somebody makes this mistake, he doesn't know that today, he forgot that today is Shabbos. But usually, a couple of days into the week, he'll figure out he made that mistake. So that's mechalek. And then if he forgets again the next Shabbos, so it makes sense that there would be a chatas for this Shabbos, a chatas for this one, because there are days in between. Now, this case that we mentioned of someone who knew about Iker Shabbos, then he totally forgot about the concept of Shabbos. So there's no reason to think that, oh, he remembered the concept of Shabbos during the week. That, I mean, the yamim bein tayim doesn't really help that so much. That like, oh, it's to me b'chalik between the different cases. And yet, nevertheless, we say he brings a chatas for kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. So we can totally learn a kal v'chomer. We can learn a kal v'chomer to this case. So if the Mishnah wanted to teach one case where you're chayiv al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos, it would have been better to teach the case where hikir v'lo sof shakach rather than the one that the Mishnah actually teaches. So why does the Mishnah teach the case where he forgot that today was Shabbos? It should teach, right? Being based on what you're saying, Rav and Shmuel, based on what you're saying that the case of someone who forgets Iker Shabbos, who's shokeach Iker Shabbos, that's a tinuk shenishba. However, if he knew about Shabbos and then forgot the concept of Shabbos, he brings alcohol Shabbos of Shabbos. Then that should be the case that we learn in the next step of the Mishnah, and not what we do after the, which is that he forgot today was Shabbos. Okay. So my hayodei ikar Shabbos. So my hayodei ikar Shabbos. So the Gemara responds. What does it mean when it says someone who knew it was Shabbos? He knew the concept of Shabbos. It's me shahaya yodea ikaris al Shabbos b'shachacha. Right. So when we say, when the Mishnah says someone who knows Iker Shabbos, he knows Iker Shabbos. So what does that mean? It's somebody who knew Iker Shabbos and forgot it. And the next one says avalo shachacha. My, but if he didn't forget it, right? So Rashi just clarifies what this means over here. We're top Rashi. Lo shacha leikar Shabbos, ela shachach hayom Shabbos. My, so meaning we're now reinterpreting that line in the other line in the Mishnah, right? The line in the Mishnah, which says mi shahay yodei ikar shal Shabbos, hayodei ikar Shabbos. Right, so someone who knows the Iker of Shabbos, so and then he brings, right, and then we say over there that he brings on every week. So what are we talking about? That's somebody who knew the Iker of Shabbos and then forgot it. It's not what you thought, that it's somebody who forgot it today was Shabbos and it happened a couple of weeks in a row. Avalo shicha, but if he did not forget it, and now Rashi says he didn't forget Iker Shabbos, el shashachach hayom Shabbos. My, what's the halacha for this guy? The guy who forgot that he knew the concept of Shabbos, he always knows. He never forgets the concept of Shabbos. He forgot that today was Shabbos, and also that happened the next week and the next week. So what's the halacha for him? So he is chayiv al kol malacha o malacha. Right. So what we're reinterpreting each line of the Mishnah now, based on Rav and Shmuel, like everything like drops a level. So now we're saying that somebody who forgets. That he every week he keeps forgetting that day was Shabbos. So it's not like you originally thought he's chayev al chol Shabbos to Shabbos. No, no, no. He's chayev on every single malacha, al kol malacha al malacha that he does. Right? So we're low on it. So the Gemara is going to say the same type of logic. Wait, okay, hold on. So now you're saying that somebody who forgets that today is Shabbos, and it happens a few weeks in a row, that's the same halacha as somebody who forgets the halachos of each of many malachos, right? Remember the last case in our Mishnah? I think it was the last case in the Mishnah. That somebody who is his shocheach, the halachos of the malachos, and then he does them, so he brings one on, I'll call av malacha, av malacha. He brings one for every av malacha. So we're saying that the same thing for somebody who forgot that it was Shabbos that day a few weeks in a row. So now we have two examples, two cases where somebody, where we're saying the halacha is, he brings one, I'll call malacha, malacha. Right, so adatani hayodeya shu Shabbos va'asa malachos harbei b'shabbosos harbei chayav kol malacha u'malacha. So now that instead of teaching me that somebody who knew it was Shabbos and then did many malachos and many shabbosos, he knew that it was Shabbos, hayodeya shu Shabbos, and he did many malachos, on many Shabbosos, but the problem was he didn't know the halachos. I didn't realize that was malacha. And we say, kayav al kol malacha malacha, that's the case that we actually say in the Mishnah. Listen, instead we should teach, hayodeya ikar Shabbos, that somebody who knows ikar Shabbos, and he just forgot that today was Shabbos. V'kol shekein ha, and then we'll learn a kayav al chomer. Right, it's the same type of logic. I know it's like a lot of pieces, so it can get confusing, and we'll require a little bit of Chazara, but what we're saying now, so we dropped level. So we say what the Mishnah actually says. It says a case where you're chayiv al kol malacha malacha, and that's where he knew about Shabbos. He knew it was Shabbos, but he forgot the halachos of the malachos. He forgot. I totally forgot planting was an Isser deraisa on Shabbos. I totally forgot. And I totally forgot Choresh also. It was a rough morning, right? You know, with the kids and whatever. I totally forgot Zoreya and Choresh were malachos. So we say, the Mishnah says, he brings al kol malacha malacha. Okay, fine. Now, based on Rav and Shmuel's interpretation, that the first case we learn is actually Tinuk Shenishba. And therefore the next case, where he's chayv al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos, so that's actually a case where he knew about Shabbos, but he forgot the concept of Shabbos. He knew about it once, and then he forgot it completely. So now, then that means that the next level is that if somebody forgot, he knew about Shabbos, and he still remembered the concept of Shabbos, but he forgot today was Shabbos, he's chayv on every single malacha he does. So that puts it, that's the same category as what we assume is that if he forgot the details of the malachos. So now I have two cases where I have to bring al kol malacha malacha. One, if he forgot that today was Shabbos. And two, if he remembers today was Shabbos, but he forgot the halachos. So which one is a better one to learn from? It's the same type of flow that we had before. Which one can you learn the kavachomer from? So if I bring a chatas for every single malacha, even though I only had one Shogeg, the fact that today is Shabbos. I forgot today was Shabbos. And I still bring for kol malacha malacha, kal v'chomer, if I had multiple shagagos, right? I forgot Zoreya, and I forgot Choresh, and I forgot Kotzer. Then kal v'chomer, I'm going to bring one for kol malacha malacha over there. So if I'm going to pick one case, then the Mishnah should have taught, according to you, Rav and Shmuel, the way you're teaching it, according to you, the Mishnah should have said, if for this to teach this last case of al kol malacha malacha, that should have been the case where he forgot today was Shabbos, and I can learn from the kal v'chomer that if he forgot the halachos of Choresh and Zoreya and Kotzer, right? So, reading those words again, adatani hayodei shu Shabbos v'asam malachos harbei b'shabbos harbei chayv al kol malacha malacha malacha. So instead of teaching that, listen, he teach hayodei ikar Shabbos, somebody who knew it was Shabbos, but he forgot the day that it was Shabbos was today. The kol shekein ha, and then you learn a kal v'chomer to somebody who forgot Choresh and Zoreya and Kotzer. So based on that, this is too much trouble. Now we're stuck in a situation because the Mishnah did not teach it that way. So clearly the Mishnah doesn't mean that, and rather, Baruch Hashem, Ela Masnisan Kishahikar Lebasov Shakach. Rather, the Mishnah is as we always assumed. So scratch that. Back to the drawing board. What did we originally say? Rather, the Mishnah, when it says that somebody was Shochech Iker Shabbos, that's talking about somebody. It's not Tinuk Shinishba. It's somebody who once knew about Shabbos and then Shokeach Iker Shabbos. Whatever happened in his life, and he totally forgot about the concept of Shabbos. And every subsequent case is as we originally assumed it is. So now we have to understand, but what did Rav and Shmuel mean? Like Rav and Shmuel said, it's a Tinuk Shinishba. So no, Rav and Shmuel. Would Rav and Shmuel nami kehikar lebasov shakach dami, and Rav and Shmuel also hold that they're not arguing. They believe this Mishnah is talking about a case of somebody who forgot, who once knew about Iker Shabbos and then forgot. So what were they saying? Right, they said something about Tinuk Shinishba and Gerushin as Gair Ben Anochin. They first said this. So what were they saying? Rather this, v'hachiyit mar Rav and Shmuel. And this is how it was stated. This is how the proper version of Rav Shmuel. Rav Shmuel Damri Tarvayu Afilu Tinok Shinishba Bein HaNachrim V'Gerashishkai Bein HaNachrim Kekar Lebesof Shachach Dami V'Chayiv. The Chiddush is, granted, the Mishnah is talking about someone who knew Iker Shabbos and then forgot. Rav Shmuel's Chiddush is, and that even applies to a Tinok Shinishba or a Gerashishkai Bein HaNachrim, which is a Chiddush, because somebody who once knew Iker Shabbos and then he forgot, so you could say he brings a chatas, right? A chatas is for a shogeg. But somebody who was Tinuk Shenishba or Gershon Eskar Ben Anachrim, can you even call that shogeg? It looks more like an ones to me, right? He had no chance of knowing. So that's a big chiddush, but that's what they're saying. They're not reinterpreting the Mishnah. They're extending the halach of the Mishnah to a case that you might not have extended on your own, which is Tinuk Shinishba and Gershon Eskayer. But they are, this is not a unanimous opinion. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Namri Tavayu, Dafka Hekar Lebesov Shakach. They say, no, that's not true. Aval Tinuk Shinishba ben Anachrim, Gershon Eskayer, ben Anachrim, Pater. They say, no, are you kidding me? He didn't know about it. Tinuk Shinishba, you're going to make him bring a chatas? No way. It's interesting. I wonder what the logic is that why this you bring a chatas. I guess I don't want to say like a half baked vert in here. There is a concept of ones. So why is this considered closer to shogig than ones according to Rav and Shmuel? We'll have to think about that. And so now we're going to challenge, Rav and Shmuel's interpretation. Meisfei. We learned in a Brisa, Klal Gadol, and this Brisa is going to be parallel to our Mishnah. It's going to be very similar. Klal Gadol Amru B'Shabes, Kol Shekech Iker Shabes, Vasim Lachas Harbe, B'Shabes Harbe, Eino Chayiv El Achas. Right? Somebody who forgot Iker Shabes, and he did many Malachos, many Shabbos, he only brings one Chatas at the end of the day, just like our Mishnah says. Ketzad. How is this case? Give me some more details. Tinok Shenishba Lebein HaNachrim, V'Ger Shenizgari Bein HaNachrim. Right, I'm sorry, I said this is a question, Rav Shmuel. This is a question, I'm sorry, yeah, thank you. This is a question on Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Right? So the Braisa, parallel to our Mishnah, explicitly states, Tinuk Shinishba is what we're talking about. Not necessarily to the exclusion of what we said before, meaning, it could be that the Bryce is teaching the Chiddush. Meaning, not that it's like that original troubling way we tried to understand the Mishnah originally. No, I think we're understanding the Mishnah in the same way as before, but the Bryce explicitly includes the Chiddush of Rav and Shmuel. Right? Just making sure I was clear with that. So the Yigarshis are not going to smell chas harbei, but shows harbei in chayiv el chatas achas. The chayiv al hadam, and he's chayiv if he ate blood, even lots of blood, achas one chatas va'al chaylev achas and al vodazara achas, and he brings a chatas for every aveir, even if he had tons of chaylev and tons of dam, all the delicious dam his heart desired before coming back to Torah mitzvos, And in Avodah Zarah, he only brings one. So this seems to challenge Rav Ishmael's understanding. And the continuum of the Braisa, Acha Umunbaz Poter. And Munbaz said he is Poter. So Munbaz is a Tan over here. What?
I didn't know that was a person. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So this is actually one of the three things in the, one of the three things in this in the siman that we're going to learn about Munbaz. Dr. Henry Abramson on the Jewish history in the Daf. So he spoke about Munbaz. It's very interesting. This Munbaz is Monobaz the second. He is the his mother is Helena. She's a famous convert. Remember Hilni in Misachas Sukkah? Like she has like this big sukkah with like many.
Yes, I do remember.
Hilni Amalka, and she was known to. I think she donate the nair. She donated maybe a special nair at the gate of. I think it was Hilni who did that in the base of Mikdash. So she was a first century queen, foreign queen convert. And her son was Monobaz. He's her older son. He ended up becoming king after his younger brother was first king. His younger brother died before he did. And he's a Tana, Monobaz. And so he says Pater. V'kach haya Monobaz done lifnei Rabbi Kiva and Monobaz Munbaz or I think like the firm way to say his name is Munbaz and the academic way to say is Monobaz. That's my understanding. So let's be firm. So Vakach Hayam Munbaz Dan Lefnei Rabbi Akiva. Munbaz said in front of Rabbi Akiva, Hoil So he's explaining the logic. Why am I makel over here? Why do I say that the guy doesn't have to bring anything? Hoil Umezid Koroi Chote. Since Amezid, someone who does something intentionally, is called Chote. This is called a sinner, this term chota. Vishogeg karo chota, and someone who does acts vishogeg is karo chota. So ma mezid, so it shows a comparison. So ma mezid shahayasala yidia, avshogeg shahayasala yidia. Just like mezid, someone who acts intentionally, he had a yidia, he was aware of the concept of this mitzvah, so too a shogeg, in order to be considered shogeg, and not ones, he had a yidia of it before. So Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says to him, "Hareini Mosif." He's being sarcastic over here. "Hareini Mosif al divrecha." Let me do you one better. Ima meizid shahayisah yedia b'shasa ma'isa. So maybe say more connection. Just like a meizid has a yedia at the time of the action itself. Shogeg shahayisah yedia b'shasa ma'isa. Also shogeg. We should only consider it shogeg if he had yedia b'shasa ma'isa, which is. That's right. Right. So he's being sarcastic. He's saying, you're making this comparison of shogig and mazid. Shogig and mazid. So I would say, okay, yeah. So, right, because he must have a yidia. So maybe he had a yidia b'shas ma'isa. And Amar Lo, he says to him, Munbaz says back, hey, yeah, taka. V'kosha came so safta. Yeah, yeah, I like your osafa. That's very good. You might have to write that down. Amar Lo, so Rabbi Jesus back to him, according to what you're saying, Ein Zakori Shogeg, El Amazed. It's not called Shogeg, that's called Mazed. Right? So he says, I don't like it. So it's what's very interesting here in this discussion, we have Rav Shmuel on one end and Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, who are on the Makel end for somebody who is a Tinok Shenishba. Reish Lakish, we know, was a Baal Tshuva. I don't know about his upbringing, but we know at some point he became like the head of a gang, and Rabbi Yochanan was Makari of him. So I don't know if he was a Tinok Shenishba or not, but he has an opinion here. And we have also Rabbi Akiva, who is a descendant of Gerim, and he himself was a self-professed Ama Aretz until much later in his life, becoming a Baal Tshuva. And Munbaz also, I don't know at what point in his life his mother converted and he converted, but also he is possibly a ger himself, or it could be he was born from Hilni after. I'm not sure. I don't know. But he you know would at least be very familiar with this. So it's interesting that these are all the opinions weighing in, and we don't see them on one particular side. You have Munbaz and Reish Lakish on one side, but Rabbi Akiva is on the other. So something to think about. So anyway, that's the end of this brisa. But what do we do with it? Ketani miha. But bottom line is that it taught in the brisa ketzad tinok etc. Tinok Shanishba, right? So that would seem to reject Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish's understanding that they said, no, this does not apply to Tinok Shanishba. Tinok Shanishba is totally off the hook. So Bishlom of the Rav Shmuel, Micha, it works out for Rav Shmuel, El Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, Kasha. It doesn't make sense. So Amri Lach, they would say to you, Amri Lach, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish would say to you, Lo mi ika munbaz de patar? Isn't there munbaz in this brisa and patar? He said, yeah. There's two opinions. This brisa has two opinions. It says one shita like Rav and Shmuel, and Rabbi Akiva would seem to join them. And then there's munbaz, and we hold like munbaz. And they could even suggest that our Mishnah that didn't include this. This addition of Ketsa Tinok Shanishba, you could even say our Mishnah holds like Munbaz against this Braisa. So Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish have something to rely on, the opinion of Munbaz. Okay, now the Gemara asks, my time of the Munbaz, what's the reason of Munbaz? Diksiv Torah, so this is, like Munbaz seemingly gave his reason, but Rashi says, Abinyan av vade lo samech lim abid shogeg dumya demezid. Like what Munbaz actually said obviously can't work, because you can't create the binyan av on like, oh, look at it like shogeg, and then take something from shogeg and extrapolate to mezid, right? Because dahai, says Rashi, dahai shogeg chiluf demezid. Shogeg is the exact opposite of mezid. Velekele demayinuhu. You can't compare them and say, oh, this one's chayav, this one's putter. Like, it just, that logic doesn't make sense. Of like, look at shogeg and say, oh, just like shogeg, then mezid. That doesn't follow through, as Rabbi Akiva proved. So he must have a real drasha. And so what my time did Munbaz, diksiv Torah achas yelechem lo sebeshkaga. So the pasuk says, one Torah, one law should there be for you, la'oseh b'shogeg, for somebody who acts b'shogeg, v'samichle, and right after that it says, v'hanefesh asher taseh b'yad ramah, and the soul that will do such a thing, b'yad ramah, right, with an upraised arm, meaning b'mezid. So there's a hekish shogeg l'mezid. There's a comparison, a juxtaposition of shogeg and mezid put right together. Ma mezid shayisal yediyah, af shogeg shayisal yediyah. Meaning, don't tell me, you can't say what Munbaz said, like, oh, this one's a chote and this one's a chote, so it must be have similarities. No. They're totally different types of chotim. So you can't say that. But if you have actual, a real hekish that the Torah compares it, so then we have to draw some comparison, that would be it. So we'll hold it here. But what the Gemara is going to say in a moment, the Gemara is going to say, okay, so the Rabbanan. So what's the other approach? Those who hold against Munbaz, they're going to have to explain this pasuk a different way. But this is going to extend onto the next Amud. So we'll just now review the Siman. So again, we said Samach Ches is Schach, and the three points are going to be. First of all, the lashon of klal gadol and how that applies. So we're going to start to think of all the different cases of klal, why is klal gadol used. Then the case of tinok shnishba and ger shnes gayer, this is the first time in the Torah. Sorry, the first time in Shas that we see the concept of tinok shnishba. So we'll have that. And the third thing is the concept of munbaz, that munbaz holds that. Tinok Shanishba, Ger Shanishkayer, isn't even Chayav one Chatas because he never knew about it at all. So those are the three things. The Siman is that there is a massive Sukkah with Schach, and the Sukkah, a massive Sukkah with Schach, and it had like a nickname. It's called, this is the Klal Gadol, right? The Klal Gadol Sukkah, the all-inclusive Sukkah. It's so all-inclusive that the people that are in it, it's filled with tons of tinokos shenishvim and shenishbos and gershenis gairim. So you imagine this massive sukkah, big sign, and it says, welcome to the klal gadol sukkah. And inside there's tons of people who grew up totally unaffiliated tinok shenishba. And there's an announcement, or you can imagine some guy, King Munbaz walks into the sukkah and he announces, none of you have to bring a chatas. Nobody here has to bring a chatas. So again, we have this schach, this big schach of this klal gadol sukkah, and filled with tinok shenishbos and gerushin sky ben nachrin, and in walks Munbaz and says, I, Munbaz, decree, nobody has to bring a chatas. And we remember these 3 points of klal gadol, the different mishnayos that use the lashon of klal gadol, because they're far-reaching applications of the halacha, the concept of tinok shenishba, gerushin sky ben nachrin, and that the special shita of Munbaz that Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan use as a support, who holds that in order to be chayav a chatas, a bishogeg, there had to be a yediyah at 1 point.